Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. Here is a pleasure to have Nicola. Nicola is a very close friend of mine. We have spent so many memories together. We go back, actually amazing days, Turkey in Istanbul last year. So, and the reason why I wanted to bring Nicola on board today is because he has so many exciting things that are happening, you know, in Central Europe and East. And I know he also pulling some great events in that region. So he's seen all the movements that are happening around those areas. And I think it's going to be an interesting glimpse about how the market is shifting. I think, you know, the mindset of only Amazon, we need to change that. There are many other marketplaces coming to the play. There's big players coming into the game as well. So yeah, Nicola, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing, my friend?
It's a pleasure for me to be with you. I've been following you before we got in touch and before we become friends. I've been always thinking about, yeah, when Vincenzo will give me a call and invite me on his podcast. I really want to be there. And now it's this dream comes true. So I really want to thank you having me with you and actually letting me share my story and everything I know with your audience. This is amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicola. Yeah, I think first time when we met and I saw, you know, the amazing knowledge that you're bringing to the table and the extensive experience you have in the commerce space, it's true. Like, it's been a long time since we met and actually brought you to the podcast. So here publicly, I ask you for your forgiveness. But, you know, finally we made it. And I think I'm very excited about today because, as I say, I think most people, when they think about e-commerce, they only think about USA, let's be honest. They really forget about Central East Europe, which a lot of things happen there. So I'm very intrigued to hear your take around that. Before we jump into that, though, tell me a little bit to me and our audience, who is Nicola, how you jump into e-commerce, and how eventually you build this amazing community that you have in basically e-commerce. Yeah.
Who is Nicola? A guy from Bulgaria. I live in the fifth largest city in Bulgaria, which is on the border with Romania. I have two kids, beautiful wife, and I love spending my time with them. And actually, being in the field where I work is allowing me to have this remote type of working, which also allows me to have a lot of time with them. So this is the first amazing thing. I've been in the field of e-commerce for, I have to calculate a little bit because I keep saying one same number for a couple of years. And actually, I realized that I'm getting older and this number is getting bigger. I'm in the field of e-commerce for 13 years now, starting in 2011. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, it was one project, which was a big fail for me. Then I went to the field of selling accessories for mobile devices for quite some time. But then in 2016, I was, you know, kind of my way of doing business and my way of communicating with people is always sharing what I know and what I've learned and trying to convince people that, you know, the things I'm doing are quite new and interesting and they should get in touch with this topic as well. So around 2015-16, a lot of people started asking me, okay, how I can do e-commerce, how I can build my own shop, how I can import goods from whatever you are importing. And actually, being tired of explaining one and every single person how to do that, I decided to have one big conference, to organize a conference. It turned to be a very great experience for me and all the attendees. And ever since, this is like our main focus. What, by saying our main focus, I mean me and my team. Ever since, we are doing a lot of events. We are publishing books. We are having YouTube channel. podcast channel in Bulgaria. We are doing the Bulgarian, the national Bulgarian e-commerce competition for e-com stores.
Wow.
Actually,
interesting.
I have the award here on my desk.
Wow, it looks like an Oscar, man.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. It is a star because this is how we say we are looking for the e-commerce stars of Bulgaria, of the Bulgarian market.
Nice.
So yeah, we do a lot of things, and actually our business, when somebody asks me what exactly is your business, I'm my answer is community and ecosystem building, because what we are doing right now is we are connecting a lot of businesses together, a lot of service providers, a lot of e-com shop owners, marketing agencies, and actually we are doing it already not only in Bulgaria but all around the Balkan Peninsula. I have great connections with people from Greece, Turkey, Romania, Albania, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Croatia, North Macedonia, Serbia, all around the place. Now Hungary, Poland, and even some countries from Central Europe. And this is amazing. This gives me the opportunity to exchange contacts and information and build so much value for everybody. And this is amazing. This is what I do daily.
Yeah.
I'm not in touch with the e-commerce business on the level that I used to be. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Placing ads every day, working in the admin panel of the store, but it's a different thing. It's a different venture right now.
Love it. So now, tell us a little bit about what is happening in your region. Like, you know, I'm sure you are seeing things that us that are in the West are not really seeing in terms of the e-commerce play. So I know we come from this Amazon bubble, as I already say, and sometimes we close our eyes to all the big players that come into the play. So tell me, like, what are you seeing specifically in Bulgaria and also the whole region, like in the Balkans and Central Europe? Like, what are some of the biggest plays you are seeing right now? No?
I will tell you, but firstly, I would like to tell you a little story of when I visited an Amazon event. It was like 9 years ago or something like this.
Wow.
It was in Hong Kong. And actually one person came to me and said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Bulgaria." "Oh, do you have mm-hmm. Amazon there?" And I said, "No, we have different other marketplaces there. And Amazon, they're not operational in our region." And the guy said, "You know what? We should now stop talking and we should start listening to you, because you are the only person that has some new information for us, because we are all here in the field of Amazon and we know pretty much everything about it. And so we are only refreshing the information, but you have something that nobody else has." And actually, this is where I see great value, because really the Balkans are right now very hot region. Why? Because for many other countries, you know, compared to many other countries, we are, you know, considered underdeveloped market. We are still, our e-commerce still is growing year after year. And it's interesting because a lot of new players are coming out of our region. You know, I will mention a few names, but, you know, if your audience is listening right now, maybe they should start putting some notes.
Yeah.
Because, for example, in Greece, there is one big major player in the field of e-commerce. I mean, when we're talking about marketplaces, and its name is Scrooge. What's interesting about Scrooge is that recently they announced that they would like to go abroad. And the only place where they can start growing abroad is actually Bulgaria and then Romania and then rest of the Balkans. In Serbia and Macedonia, there is another marketplace player called Ananas, which is very interesting player. But there is another one which is called Shopster, and it's operating in Serbia and Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting about them is they also announced some penetration of other markets. And when you ask them, "Where exactly do you see yourself growing?" they don't mention anything, but I felt that they're talking about Bulgaria. Of course, in Bulgaria and Romania, there is this huge player called eMAG, which I'm pretty sure that most of people interested in e-commerce knows, because they are already operational in Hungary. They have some collaborations with some Polish companies as well. They are dominating the market here. But also we have, on the other side, we have Turkey with another big player, Tradio, which just mm-hmm. announced that they're coming into our region starting from Romania. Nice. There are several Hungarian marketplace players, mm-hmm. Which are Pepita Hungary, which mm-hmm. announced that they are very interested in the Romanian and Bulgarian market. And from what I see, it will be a huge fight between marketplaces in our region in just a few months or years, and it will become very interesting. Of course, wow. from this big fight, from this war, probably the only a player on the market that will win will be the buyer, the customer, because they will offer extremely low prices, deals. Of course, they will offer additional services like probably free delivery, extended warranties, extended return policies, and so on and so on. So I'm expecting great things to happen in the following months and years. And one more thing just to close this topic is that we see that a lot of companies, e-com companies from Central Europe, they don't see such a potential in growing on the west side of the continent, besides the east side. So they're coming to our region, which is another interesting thing. And nice. As I said, I'm expecting a lot of great and interesting things to happen in the following months.
Nice. I mean, that's actually so interesting, because I mean, most of the names I'm sure that you're mentioning, people have never heard of. And I think that brings me to my next question, which is, all of this sounds like definitely a blue ocean. Like, it definitely seems like, I'm sure there's not as much competition as you may find on the USA and Central Europe. So my question here is, like, let's say somebody wants to enter the Balkans and take advantage of all these new players that come into the play. I guess from the perspective of penetration of market, it's not as easy as you may have on USA and Europe, because the logistics, the paperwork and all of that. So from that perspective, like, what is your advice? Like, how do I even choose which country to attack within the Balkans and which marketplace? Like, is there a one plug and play kind of a ship station, and then you attack all of them at once, or you have to go one by one? Like, what is your take on that?
First of all, there are companies here I will not hide this information, but I will keep it for some time, because there are some solutions that you can actually, as you said, plug and play immediately to multiple marketplaces. So these solutions are actually allowing you to list a big number of listings, a big number of products simultaneously to several platforms. But as you said, it's not as easy, because first of all, you have to be ready with the logistical part. You have to get in touch with a courier company, which in general, there are different courier companies in different markets. They all have a different way of dealing
with. And the prices fluctuate a lot. So I guess having a proper P&L is a mess, right? Yeah.
Yes, of course. Also, you have to be prepared with the customer support in different languages, because like I like to share, you see like a land which is like a hand of a person, but you have like five or six completely different languages which are generally in three or four different alphabets. So this is something very probably this is the reason why we have seen small amount of businesses are coming to our region so far. Obviously, they're coming now, but so far it was different. But yes, as you said, there is some solutions which are plug and play. Nice. One solution is called Easy Sales from Romania. These guys are actually in cooperation with most of the marketplaces. And when you go to them, you can list all of your products at once in multiple marketplaces. Also, there is a Turkish solution for that, Shopiverse. Also, there are some other solutions, but these two are kind of the first one to go. If you want to decide which market to go to first, I always suggest to go to Romania and Hungary, since those are two very big and well-developed in terms of digital development markets. Then Bulgaria, Greece, and then also Western Balkans, because those are countries that are growing right now in terms of e-commerce. Well, they're not so easy to be penetrated because of logistics and not being part of EU, but still very good place to start. And soon when, you know, all the legislation and all the, let's say bureaucratical things will be, you know, fixed, I'm pretty sure that they will be much easier to sell there, and they will be interesting markets for everybody.
Good. Now, I'm sure, I mean, you've been living there pretty much your whole life. You work with so many companies in the Balkans. So I'm sure you have identified certain trends about what kind of products do better than ours, because let's be honest, depending on the region, we see also this when in the US and Europe, there are certain trends and certain type of products that tend to behave better because of culture, political reason, the weather. So being said that, like, if somebody is looking to target the Balkans as their next region when it comes to commerce, do you have like some of the categories that you would say are the hottest right now, or realistically you have opportunity with most type of categories?
Well, usually they're pretty much the same categories that are going well everywhere, like fashion, of course, clothing, any type of home electronics and home and deco. Home and deco is very, very strong here. Obviously, people like to decorate and change things from time to time. So this is a good category. So something that I always suggest is try to go into a niche where there are no local producers. Unfortunately, this is not easy, because lots of things are produced in our part of the world, because it's still cheap labor, and the workforce is cheap, and people can really produce a lot of things in our region and then export. So it's very hard to do the vice versa, to produce something in the western part of Europe and bring it here. But there are still a lot of opportunities. So, in my opinion, if I have to answer your question with just three examples, home and deco, for sure, sports goods, any kind of sports goods, and probably some sort of fast fashion.
Nice. And I guess another thing that maybe people may have this intrigue is regarding the pricing, because let's be honest, I'm sure the purchase power on the Balkans maybe is lower than the USA. So being said that, has pricing a huge factor when it comes to shopping on the Balkans? Like, are we seeing that as soon as you start getting certain price points, people really are not as confident when it comes to shopping online, or not? Like, are you seeing that kind of behavior? No.
Well, pricing, as you said, is very, very touchy subject for our markets, because let's face it, we are not as rich countries as the western part of Europe, and people are not making so much money. So yeah, price is a very, very important factor, very important part of the deal. So what we are seeing, most of the customers are price oriented. They go around. This is why in our region there are platforms which are price comparison platforms are very popular. People are going to those platforms just to see if they can find a deal and a discount of like 3-5% because it's very important for them. 5% might be just a small portion of the product, but still a very big difference significant difference for them. So price is very important. One other thing that needs to be mentioned here, and it's not such a well-known fact for people that are not operating in our region, is that most of the payments are done in cash.
Okay.
Cash on delivery. Meaning that what Western Europe knows as a payment method, receiving the money before you send the goods, it's not happening here. You send the goods. People actually, there are courier operators that are allowing the people to open the box and check what's inside and then to pay. So sometimes maybe you bought like a sweatshirt or a hat or something like this. They opened, they tested the sweatshirt and they say, okay, I don't like it. It's not my color. Oh. It's not my size or something like this. And this is this brings the return rate very high. People are waiting for their money. And you know what is interesting, cool, and a question that everybody should ask himself, who is paying for the delivery of the good and then the returning? Yeah, the seller.
Yeah.
Actually, the shop owner. Yeah, especially when people don't follow up and don't go to, you know, to the courier company to receive their goods. So it happens as well. There are some countries and markets where people are buying one same product from different suppliers, and they say whoever delivers first wins the deal. And they never go to pick up the other two because they don't have to. They didn't pay in advance. They choose the option cash on delivery. So this is something that if somebody wants to come in our region should be aware of.
So yeah, it seems like logistics is really a big headache, like especially, because then you have money tied on the streets, but you don't actually have the money with you. So your cash flow is dry and you need to keep buying inventory and I get it. It's a huge play. Actually, the same thing happened, by the way, in Latin America. A lot of people with Mercado Libre, they pay on collection. And it's a big issue, like in terms of cash flow, it's a nightmare because, like you see X amount of sales that is like revenue, but it's actually not revenue because the money hasn't come in. So, okay, interesting. Yeah. So I guess do you think this has to do with the fact that in Latin America, for example, it happens because of lack of infrastructure, not a lot of people have access to banking, and also there's some kind of taboo that people feel like everything they put online they're gonna get cloned, their cards and credit cards, they're gonna get all the information. Do you feel it's the same, or is just because people don't have access to banking? And it's
no, we have pretty good access to banking, and you can see banks all over the place, and you know, everybody has actually. Cash on delivery doesn't mean that they pay in cash when they're receiving the good. They might pay through a mobile POS terminal that the courier brings with them. So they might pay with card. This is not an issue. The issue is with the trust. They don't trust the stores. They don't trust that if they order a blouse, they will receive a blouse. Sometimes there are people sending different goods intentionally. You know, this is a scam. We are in a region where everybody has scammed at least once or twice in his life, and he's very protective, and he's trying to make sure that he's receiving whatever they ordered. Of course, we are not talking about big stores, when the ones that we mentioned, the big brands that we mentioned before, the marketplaces. But when you are ordering from some small store that you want to try, you always, order with cash on delivery. Even I'm doing it, you know, just to make sure that I'm not getting scammed.
Interesting. Now, when it comes to entering this region, so from the perspective of also dealing with the bureaucracy side of things, like a person can enter this region and easily operate with, let's say, an American European company, or you see like it's more efficient to actually open a local entity. Like, I know I don't want to get too technical, but just high level, what is the ideal scenario for an international person to enter the Balkans?
So something that a little number of people knows, that Bulgaria is actually a tax haven. Why? Because we have a tax, flat tax rate of 10%, and that's it. So whoever wants to get into the region, and since Bulgaria is part of the European Union and we are under a European law, they can register a company in Bulgaria, operate from Bulgaria, sell to all the European Union as a Bulgarian company, and they can pay a tax only of 10% over, you know, their profit, which is a great thing. You know, the rates are different in all the other countries. As I said, we are kind of heaven here. And in the last 10, 12 years, we saw a lot of companies from Romania, Greece, and other countries coming to Bulgaria and registering their companies here, because also we have, a border with Turkey, so you can import a lot of things from Turkey. Also, we have a seaside where a lot of goods are also coming. So this is very important for everybody that wants to do business in our region. So yeah, my suggestion is to get in touch with a local lawyer or an accountant. Make sure that you have your Bulgarian company, and it's much easier to do business that way.
Oh man, I even didn't know the 10%. I think I have to change my entities now.
Let me know. I can get you in touch. I can get you in touch with the right people.
Yeah, awesome. Now, to start concluding, you having this amazing event coming up, the Balkan E-commerce Summit. I guess the whole purpose of this summit is to basically open the eyes to the world about what is happening in the Balkans and Central Europe, but also bring, top experts from all around the world to, provide education to this region. So tell us a little bit about this event. I know one is coming up pretty much now in April, and what people can expect out of that. Yeah.
Well, three are the most important things about the event. First of all, it's on April 4th and 5th, just in the beginning of the month. Very, very cool time to make that event. It will happen in the largest venue in Bulgaria for such things. And we are welcoming countries and people from more than 20 countries already. Because I have seen, I know from which countries the companies, the service providers are coming, but I have seen also the registrations for the tickets. So I can tell you that more than 20 countries will be represented there. The second important thing is the expo. We are trying to do the largest expo that is happening here in our region. We are aiming into 150 booths of service providers, meaning that we will bring service providers from the courier segment, payment solutions, digital agencies. I'm missing a lot. I cannot mention all of them, but 150 is a big number for our region. I don't know how big our exhibitions in countries like Germany, France, or Netherlands, where we know that the largest events are happening. But this is something huge for us here in our region. And last but not least, we are aiming into having over 2,000 business attendees, as I said, from more than 20 countries. And the most important part of this is that they will get together. We're going to have a networking app that will work 2 weeks prior to the event, and we will keep open 1 month after the event, so everybody can get in touch, they can communicate, they can do business together. So the whole idea is to get these people connected and exchange contacts, exchange knowledge, so they can do better business. And something that I didn't mention, but you mentioned it actually, we are bringing a lot of experts from all around the world. We already have confirmed speakers from Meta, from TikTok, from Microsoft, from Aru Kereshu, which is one of the largest price comparison platforms in our region, operating on nine markets. Geopost, FedEx, a lot of people from all around the world, and they will provide the best value possible.
Nice, wow! So, man, I'm so excited because I'm going to that event as well, so I can't wait. And I'm sure people might have more questions about the Balkans, how to enter this region. So, how people can reach out and ask you more questions and maybe work with you, about this.
The easiest way is through LinkedIn. I'm very active there. I answer my messages quite fast there because this is my network right now. I love being on LinkedIn. I love being connected with all the people there. If anyone has need, like getting in touch with some company from our region or opening a company here or whatever.
Yeah.
He can reach me anytime and I'll be happy to help.
Awesome. So thank you so much, Nicola. So it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm looking forward to seeing Sofia. Never been to Sofia, so I hope you prepare some nice parties for me. Just kidding.
You are revealing a little secret that we have, but it's not a secret actually. Everybody that visits BalkanEcommerceSummit.com will see that at the end of day one, we're going to have a huge party. And I can promise everybody, if you haven't been to a Balkan party, get your ticket, even if you don't care about the conference, visit the party.
And just because of that.
You will love our region.
Awesome, Nicola. So a pleasure. See you in the next one. Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. Yeah, been a pleasure.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.